Welcome to the final session of ASIC's Movement for Mind. This is a real achievement. You should be proud. It seems harder than ever to stick with something these days, but you have. Well done. And thank you. Like last session, we're going to remind ourselves of some of the things we've learned throughout the program and celebrate our achievements. First of all, let's get warmed up. Let's start with just walking, nice and comfortable. And we'll begin by lifting those knees, bringing them up as high as possible while you're walking. Keep the gentle pace. It's that marching band, remember? And you can help by swinging your arms a little bit more to keep that balance. Keep a proud posture, look straight ahead, and count of five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Great. Now back into walking. Your heart rate will have gone up just a little bit with that march. But take the time to let your breath settle in as you walk. Now come to a stop. And we're going to walk on the spot again, just like last time. We're going to move our arms and legs, walking as fast as we can on the spot without moving forward. So you're not going anywhere. Feet barely leaving the ground. Alternating legs at a quick pace and high energy. Okay, swing those arms, look straight ahead, and 1, 2, 3, a little bit faster, 4, and a little bit faster, 5. Great. Now you need to find a spot for the stretches, so see if you can do that. And as always, if you need to pause the audio, feel free to do that now. Great. Time for the leg swings. Grab onto a railing or a tree maybe. Put one hand on your right hip and start swinging the left leg forwards and backwards from the hip. Perhaps you have the muscle memory of this one now. It should feel natural, hopefully. And 1, 2, 3. 4, 5. Great. Switch over to the other leg. And swing it from the hip. Proud posture. Look straight ahead. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. The last exercise is to walk out those calves again. Yes, you've done this before. So let's get into it. Make sure you have something in front of you and lean in against it. Then with your feet next to each other, quite some distance from that wall or that railing, bend your right leg a little with the weight at the front of your right foot. And now alternate those legs. Just walking out those calves one at a time. Get a nice stretch, dynamic stretch there. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, that's the warm-up. I hope you're ready to go. For the first part of today's session, we're going to notice our surroundings as we move. So get moving in a gear of your choice, whatever feels right, and just allow yourself to get used to the movement. Moving nice and comfortably? Good. A lot of what we've been doing in the program is noticing, So whether it's how you move or breathe or the natural world, music, or something more focused, we've been using noticing all the way through. As I talk, you can just keep moving in the gear of your choice. There are two reasons for noticing. The first is very simple. It's something we don't do enough. A lot of the time, the world just passes us by. We're distracted by something, maybe our phones or our thoughts. But just by noticing things in the world and the way we experience them, we become much more connected. The thing you notice is right there, in the moment. It's a very mindful thing to do. You're not thinking of things in the past or things that haven't happened yet. Noticing keeps us in the present, which is a really good thing to do every now and then. So, still moving in that nice and comfortable way? If you want to change your gear, you can do that now. Perhaps you want to try a little faster or slower. It's all up to you. So, noticing. The second reason for noticing is that it's done without any judgment. All we're doing is recognizing something and taking note of it. We're not saying it's good or bad. It just is. And it's a very useful way to think about things. If you find yourself feeling a certain way, try not to become the feeling. Just acknowledge it, and it becomes less overwhelming. All right, keep moving. Remember to breathe. That's great. Here's the technique. Imagine your thoughts and feelings to be fish, and you to be the pond they're swimming in. Of course, the fish are part of you, but you're not the fish. You're the pond. You can always use this technique of noticing to ground you. In the future, when you're moving, it could be a simple walk to the store, Try to use some of the time to notice. Notice how you move or breathe or notice the world. And then try to notice your feelings in the same way. It might seem strange at first, but it's a great way to stop your thoughts becoming too big. Keep going in the same gear. Just check that you're happy with your pace. Adjust it up or down if it feels right. We're going to do some noticing now. So as you keep moving in the gear you've chosen, let's remember back to Ian's session and see if we can pick a little piece of nature. It might be the sky, something off in the distance, or perhaps there are some trees and plants nearby. As Ian said, there's always some nature somewhere. Remember, you are nature too. Okay, now let your attention land on that piece of nature and try to make it the focus for the next 30 seconds. And if your attention drifts, come back to the piece of nature you noticed. See if you can feel a connection with it as you move. Like nearly everything in ASIC's Movement for Mind, these little techniques are always there for you. And you have these sessions to come back to whenever you want. Perhaps you'll find something new when you listen to music the next time. Like with Claire's sessions, for example, music that's full of textures and layers to dive into. You could always follow some of her ideas when you're listening to your own music. Next time you're out listening to music as you move, try to really notice the sounds. The tempo and the rhythm. If there's a vocal, try to follow it really closely and allow your movements to align with the tune. All right, keep moving. And keep breathing nice and controlled. ASIC's Movement for Mind draws on scientific research for all of its elements. Everything you've learned has been tried and tested and shown to help improve mental well-being. You can always go back to the ASIC's Movement for Mind website to remind yourself of what we've done. Perhaps you'll want to try some more sophrology or learn more about mindfulness meditation. All of that's available to you now. Just keep moving. In the gear of your choice, remember, you own this. This might be the start of your journey. Perhaps you used to treat your walks or runs as time to really push yourself. I hope now you've seen that just relaxing, noticing, and giving yourself time to connect can be just as good for you, and sometimes even better. Life is about balance, allowing yourself time just for you. To finish the session, let's come back to the breath. For the next few steps, just let your attention come to the breath. Perhaps as it enters and leaves the nose, cooler as you inhale, warmer as you exhale. Or notice where your chest rises, or lower down in the stomach if you take really deep breaths. Just keep moving. Keep noticing the breath. If you lose your connection, just notice that you lost it and then come back to the breath. As Gray said, we don't want to be puffing like a steam train. Even when we're moving with intensity, we want to be in control. So just check that now. Are you in control of your breathing? Great. Let's start to slow down now as we get ready for our final cool down. Dropping down in gear, still noticing the breath as you slow down. I want to take this chance to say thank you for working with me and the team over these 8 weeks. It takes real commitment to complete any program, and I'm very grateful that you made it to the end of ours. As we drop into Gear 1, maybe take a moment to congratulate yourself. Perhaps you're not the kind of person who usually tries these kinds of experiences. Even if you are, I hope you've discovered something new. And I hope some of the things you've learned will be useful in your everyday life, whether you're moving or not. On behalf of all of our experts, thank you and well done. Let's finish with a nice cool down and stretch. You know how it works by now, so pause if you need to, and then we'll begin. Have you found a place to stretch? Hopefully with something to hold on to? Great. Again, we're going to start with a quad stretch. The big muscle at the front of your thigh. And remember, if you need something for balance, then just hold on to something. Stand nice and straight, balanced on your left foot. Slowly raise your right heel towards your buttocks. Grab onto that foot with your right hand and keep your back nice and straight. Try to look ahead. Keep balanced and pull gently on the foot for stretch, pushing that hip forward just a little. Hold for 20 seconds. 5, 10, 15, almost there, and 20. Great. Switch legs and keep that proud posture. Push your hips forward just a little. Pull on the foot for the stretch and hold. 5, 10, 15. Go a little bit deeper into the stretch and hold it. 20. Good job. Maybe give your legs a little shake. All of these different stretches and exercises are not only good ways to keep your muscles protected from injury, they are good little mindful exercises on their own. Really focus on the feeling in your muscles as you stretch. And take your time, full, deep breaths as you do the exercises. All right, we're going to go into the next one, a calf stretch. So again, find something to put your hands against. Remember the position. With one foot in front of the other, keeping your back leg straight, with that foot planted on the ground. Find the stretch in the back calf by leaning forward and pushing your hips forward, all the while keeping the back foot planted to the ground. You know how this works. Hold for 20 seconds. 5, 10, breathe, 15, a little bit deeper into the stretch, and 20. These stretches can feel long, but they should be controlled. If it feels tough, then ease back a little, and always remember to breathe with it. Sometimes when we focus, we tend to hold our breath. But keeping that full flow of breath is always good. Okay, switch legs. And again, find the stretch. Keep your body straight as you're leaning forward. Push your hips forward. And five. 10, 15. See if you can go a little bit deeper into the stretch. And 20. Good. Really nice. Now this will be the very last one. It's a gentle hamstring stretch again. So stand with one foot in front of the other. Bend the back knee and put your hands on that knee and put some weight on it. From here, tilt forward at the waist, keeping your front leg straight. And as you're tilting forward, you should start to feel the stretch down the back of that straight front leg. And hold for 20 seconds. 5. Don't push too hard, just be gentle. 10. Breathe. 15. From here, see if you can go a little bit deeper, just gently. And 20. Switch legs. Same position, front leg straight, back knee bent, tilting at the waist, keep your back straight, and once you start to feel that stretch, hold for 20 seconds, and 5, 10, ease into it, 15. All right, a little bit deeper, and 20. All right, that's it. Thanks again for being part of ASICS Movement for Mind. You've really achieved something special here, getting to this point. So well done. If you want to return to any of the sessions in your own time, feel free to do that. They're always there for you to come back to. I've been your coach, David Lenneman, and I'm really proud of all your efforts here. And I've really enjoyed being with you throughout the program. From me and all of our experts, Gray, Rose, Dominique, Ian, Claire, and Danny, thank you and goodbye.